Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of basketball today on the show. Continuing to do so now with Cedar Falls boys basketball coach Ryan Schultz. Coach Schultz, thanks so much for being here. How are you on this Thursday?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to be talking to you. Your team off to a really good start. I don't know if we can call it a start anymore. We're on the back half of the regular season now. It's crazy how fast this always goes. But let's first start with a really nice win Tuesday night on the road at Iowa City High, 62-57. Your team gets the job done. Just thinking back on that win, maybe haven't had a chance to watch the film. What'd you like most? What went in to getting a really tough W?
Well, we felt like it was a really good win. Like you said, just Iowa City High has been playing really good basketball. They had knocked off number one Xavier recently. They took Waukee Northwest to a 6-point game, a tight one. And they've just been playing really well lately. So, I think our defense has been solid all year. I think our execution was good, and our rebounding was much better in that game, too.
25 points for Dallas Bear in that win, Coach. And I remember talking to you about him before the season began. You've had so many great players come through your program. We're watching a couple of them right now, or a few of them right now, play for Ben Jacobson's UNI Panthers, A.J. Green playing for the Milwaukee Bucks. And so you could imagine, you know, the pressure that kind of comes with following, you know, accomplished players like that. But, man, credit to Dallas. He's really put together one heck of a season. He gets 25 points in that win on Tuesday night. What's gone into Dallas's success, and, you know, maybe what has the senior version of Dallas impressed you the most with?
Yeah, a lot of hard work, obviously, but you hit it. Just the things that he has brought to the table as a senior this year have really been immeasurable for our team. He's starting to really affect the games in a lot of different ways, not just scoring, not just 3-point shooting. He's really upped his rebounding. I think he's over 10 rebounds a game, so pretty much double-double since Christmas. Great leadership in practice and on game nights with his efforts and showing other guys, you know, how things need to be done. And he's playing great defense now, too. So he's just starting to become the complete package that we knew he could be.
You've talked a lot about defense so far, and anybody that knows your program understands how big of a part of the success that is on a regular basis. Every team kind of becomes its own version of itself, though. So maybe what's kind of unique to what's gone into this team getting to the level it has on that end of the floor, Coach Schultz?
The funny thing is the defense is the one thing that came probably the quickest for us this year. It was probably at the offense then that we probably had more struggles early on. But I think guys are just starting to understand the way we need to play and doing it more consistently and on a consistent level, not only in games but in practice too, which leads to the performance game night. So I've been real pleased with the effort, like I said, both in practice and being able to transfer for some of the things that we're working on in practice in the games.
Digging in here, talking about both ends of the floor with your team, it makes me think to ask you what I've been asking all the coaches that I've talked to recently, given the fact that, like I mentioned before, we're on the back half of the regular season, the first season with the shot clock. So, you know, when I point toward, you know, what's maybe been the biggest thing that's meant in terms of what you've seen for your team defensively playing in the shot clock era, what's the biggest thing that it's meant for your team so far offensively playing in the shot clock era?
Yeah, honestly, so far I love it. I think it rewards good defense. You know, we've gotten into some possessions where we've forced the issue a little bit with teams on the defensive end. And honestly, we haven't run up against it too much at the offensive end of the floor. I can only think back to a handful of times this year where we've had to really try to beat that shot clock. So, you know, it's 5 more seconds in the college level, but it's just enough to, like I said, reward a good defense possession, also not allow teams to hold the basketball, allow for some more exciting situations at the end of basketball games, allow for teams to maybe claw back a little bit when they were down. I'm real excited about it. There's still a learning curve, obviously, with it for coaches and players, but I think we've all enjoyed it so far.
When you talk about the learning curve with it, would it be fair to say that as the season's gone along, that maybe you've been emboldened to turn to your staff and go, I feel like there's some quick hitting plays that we need to put in offensively that we could really benefit from late shot clock, or I feel like with the personnel that we have that maybe this is a defensive coverage that we could call out in the last 10 seconds of a shot clock. What could you say in terms of how much or how little of that you've gone with so far?
No, you hit it right on. That's exactly what's happened. We've kind of evolved with some of it. We do have we work on shot clock situations, number one, in practice, so that's been kind of a new thing for us. So we do have some quick hitters and things that we go to when we are, and we do find ourselves in a shot clock situation. And you hit it on the other side of the table, too. We are using some pressure more. We're switching up our defenses just a little bit more than we have before to try to get some other teams in those late clock situations.
I tell you what, and this probably speaks to my lack of interest in the defensive end in high school, Coach Schultz, but if I knew we were only playing for 35 seconds, I feel like I would have been a lot better on that end of the floor. I mean, would it be safe to say that maybe it's raised defense, as much as people, you know, correlate a shot clock with offense, maybe it's raised the defensive level of teams across the state?
Well, I think there's absolutely something to that. I mean, I can speak to just what we've seen within our own program. I think when you can, and we even drill it that way. I mean, there's certain drills that we have always used where we've put a clock on it. But now when you know that means something, you know, if you can get down to the end of the possession, you know that's all you have to defend. I think you're right. I think guys sit down and stance maybe a little bit better and have a little bit more urgency and are maybe doing the right things at that end just a little bit more.
Cedar Falls boys basketball coach Ryan Schultz, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. The Tigers, 7-3 overall, 4-1 in the Mississippi division of the MVC. Coach, you spoke a little bit about how the offense has been just a little bit more of a work in progress than your defense so far this season. What could you tell us in terms of, you know, maybe how much different it looks right now and what those differences are as we sit here on January 19th compared to, you know, late November, early December?
Yeah, the challenge is always in high school, you know, we're not recruiting. So I'm just a big proponent, and my philosophy has always been to try to change our system to fit our personnel and our strengths. And so that tends to just take a little bit more time to get that all figured out, get guys on the same page. And then, you know, you mentioned earlier, you take a guy like Trey Campbell out of the mix at the point guard, and it just changes. You just have to do things a little bit differently. Fortunately, we have a great point guard that has stepped in and taken his place, which is Anthony Galvin. But again, they're two different types of players. So then you have guys like Kate Corbett that are stepping up into more prominent roles in the scoring and on offense. And you're just trying to exploit those and use those strengths. And so that the offensive side definitely takes a little more time.
Let's talk about those two that you mentioned. Your sophomore guard, Anthony Galvin, your junior forward, Kate Corbett. They're both right around 12 points per game. You know, what have you liked most that you've seen perhaps, you know, most consistently, or just what's kind of jumped off the film most with the entire body of work from both Anthony and Cade?
I'll start with Cade. I mean, his versatility this year has really jumped off the page. His ability not only at the offensive end but the defensive end, he can guard, you know, well, honestly, we can switch off and go 1-5 with him just due to his quickness and his length. At the offensive end, he has really added things to his game to the point where he's scoring at all three levels. He's shot the ball well when he's taken the three-point shot this year. He's extended out, and he shot that pretty well. He's gotten into the mid-range and been able to wheel and deal a little bit. And then he's when we can get him on the block into some mismatches, he's been very good there. So I think just his overall versatility, his strength, his athleticism that he brings to the table has been outstanding this year. With Anthony, you've got a great pure shooter, and then he's just a very cerebral point guard. Guys don't give him a lot of credit for his athleticism, but he's a pretty athletic kid too. And as his body matures, I just think he's going to get better and better. He's just been a tremendous leader so far, especially as a sophomore.
You got about four other guys, four or five other guys that have been rotation regulars. Obviously, if you want to get to where I'm sure your goals are set, you're going to need those guys to not just continue to do what they've done so far this season, but continue to improve. That's a big thing in terms of what makes a difference in postseason play, what you get from those all those guys that are in your rotation. What would you say about that group of your role players, your bench players, what you've liked and what you're looking for them the rest of the way?
Well, in all honesty, you know, that was a point of emphasis early on. We weren't getting the consistent production. We were getting, you know, some good production one night out of one guy, and it'd be a different thing out of a different guy another night, which is fine. But I would say where we've grown the most is those guys have continued to improve, and their consistency has improved. We've gone a lot of different ways with our starting lineups, and most of that has been really nice, and it's based on matchups. So our versatility there has been great. Jake Peters has been tremendous. Another big that we can throw out there and go big some nights. We go a little bit smaller at the starting lineup with Aiden Heth, and he had a tremendous night the other night, scoring 9 points, knocking down some threes. And then we've gone with a little more of a physical guard lineup with Logan Rowe, and then a guy who I've really been impressed with lately is Tanner Jacobson, and so he, you know, he's getting out there and doing the right things and playing great defense. Took a big charge the other night, so I just think, you know, all in all those guys are really stepping up their play as of late.
Good to hear. Let's wrap it up here. You've got a tough one tomorrow night against third-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier. Of course, they're in Class 3A, ranked third, but you guys suffered a 1-point loss to the Saints back on December 16th. They're at 10-2 overall at this point. So what's going to go into this rematch? What's the scouting report? What's it take to make sure that you're in position to get this win, Coach?
Yeah, they're a very, very physical team. They're very talented. They'll be good on their home floor, so we have to match their physicality. They're very good at on the offensive glass. So we got to keep them off the glass, take care of the basketball, and then we got to execute. And our execution has been a lot better lately. You know, the first time around, we lost by one. I think we were up 7 at one point. We ended up 4-for-20 from three, and we were 4-for-11 from the free throw line. So, you know, we defended well, holding them to 51 points. But we definitely at that point in the year we weren't firing on the offensive end at full strength. So. Hopefully we're executing well and we're taking care of the ball, and I think that's going to be the key.
Best of luck, Coach. Best of health. Always a pleasure to catch up with you and learn more about your team, and we'll look forward to chatting again soon here before too long.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.